Hey, what's up everybody? Amir Fazeli here, founder of Adonis Athletics, strength and conditioning coach, sports scientist, and coach to world-class athletes. Back at you today with another episode of Everything I Know About. And today, we're gonna talk about everything I know about training while you're away on holidays. This time of the year, especially, you know, for us in Australia, a lot of people go away. Middle of the year, end of financial year, it's one of the times where a lot of people head overseas, especially to Europe for the European summer, of course. And why shouldn't they, right? This time of the year is best time of the year to get out there. Now, obviously, a lot of people when they head over overseas, they want to still continue to train, still continue to make the gains, make sure they don't go backwards in everything that they've been working hard on this whole time, you know, before going away. And so they want to know what can they do when they're away on holidays, because, you know, let's be real, right? Like, you're not going to be able to head into a gym, and you're just not gonna, you don't, just wouldn't really want to get into a gym, you know, 5 days a week for like 2 hour sessions, 1.5, 2 hour sessions while you're away on holidays. Like, you just want to enjoy your time, looking forward to just getting, you know, whether it's quality family time, or whether you're going with your friends or whatever. So let's talk about what you can do when you're on holidays that's realistic, so that you at least don't go backwards, and you can maintain everything where it is, hold it there, and when you come back, you can return back to training, not having lost much or any size if possible, and not having lost much or any strength also, if possible. So, to understand this, and to put it into effect, you just need to understand one thing, one main thing. To progress in making further developments and improvements, whether it's to lose more weight or gain more muscle or gain more strength or whatever. So anything where you're trying to get the body to adapt and become more of, improve more in. You need to do much more work in training to make that happen than if you wanted to just maintain. Maintenance work can be done at a fraction of, you know, work that requires you to improve. So if you want to get bigger, you need to train 5 days a week, you know, half decent sessions. You need to put in the work and you need to get it done, right? But if you want to just maintain what you have while you're away on holidays or what have you, you could get away with like twice a week at 45-minute a session instead of an hour and a half. It takes much less work to maintain what you have built than it does to continue to progress. So that's fantastic news for us if we're going away on holidays, because it's much more realistic to be expecting of ourselves to get into the gym twice a week while you're away for, you know, 40, 50 minutes. That's very doable, especially for somebody who is not as experienced in terms of training age. That's going to be able to go much further, much longer, right? So let me give you an example of what a training session would look like at twice a week. So let's think about the reasoning behind what's going on. Having twice a week, you obviously are not going to be able to stimulate the body as much as you normally would if you were doing 5 days a week. So given the shortened time you have and the shortened frequency of training you have, you want to, first of all, employ bang for buck exercises, which typically will come in the form of compound movements. But also, you want to be pushing the intensity of that exercise, of that workout, pretty damn hard. Right, so whereas normally you wouldn't push things towards failure too much if you're training, say, 5 days a week, right? You wouldn't you wouldn't go like every set, every exercise to failure, especially on like, you know, squats or deadlifts or what have you. But in a case like this, you want to go closer to failure, closer to failure. I say closer because what I mean by that is the intensity needs to be higher, but you still need to be aware and be cautious of how close to failure you get, because obviously with something like deadlifts or with something like squats, things that are very technical and carry also a higher risk of injury, if you do go towards failure and form breaks down, obviously you don't want that, right? But the point is, you want to go heavier. You want to push it a little bit more on exercises like that when you're away on holidays. If you're doing things like lat pull downs or whatever, then yes, absolutely. You can go pretty much to failure. No problems there. The reason for this is because if you're doing twice a week, you have plenty of time to recover from that one session, and you need to therefore give a lot of stimulus to the body for that one session so that it can last. So it takes longer for that stimulus to basically dissipate via recovery. Okay, so let's go through a live example of what that would look like if you were to be on away on holidays. What is an example of a workout you could do that you would feel like you have maintained some progress? You want to pick a movement that will take you through all the major muscle groups. So you would employ some form of a squat, some form of a push, some form of a pull, and or deadlifts. And you would just stick to that. So 3 to 4 exercises is all you'll need. So for example, squats followed by bench press, followed by deadlift, and maybe some bent over rows to finish. That would be enough for you to maintain for quite some time. On twice a week training like that, you could probably maintain what you've gained for 4 to 6 weeks pretty easily. Even if you do regress, it will be a slight regression. It will be a regression where once you go back to your normal schedule, you will regain everything within 1 or 2 weeks, no problem. That's the beauty of it. So we're talking like 4 sets of 6 to 8 on squats, 4 sets of 6 to 8, maybe 10 on bench press, same thing, another 3-4 sets on deadlifts, and another 3-4 sets on bent over rows. That would be enough. Basically, you want to give all the major muscle groups roughly about 12 to 14 sets per week, 12-ish sets per week, in order to be able to maintain. So you want to be going at that what you would call a maintenance volume, right? And maintenance volume is actually, I think about it now, it's probably much less than 12 sets. We will be talking about, like, you know, 8 to 10 sets, depending on which muscle group you're talking about. That would be enough for maintenance volume. And so obviously during this time you have zero expectation of any further improvement or any further gains, right? But that's not the point. We're already aware of that. We are going on holidays with the intention and training on holidays with the intention of maintaining everything so that we can pick up what we left off when we get back, so we haven't regressed and we have to, you know, work our asses off again to recover ground. So, you know, if you're talking like, if we're going like 8 to 10 sets per week, you're talking 4-5 sets of squats on one day, back squats, and then 4-5 sets of front squats on another day on your holiday. That would be enough for you to cover everything, right? That gets you those 8 to 10 sets per week for quads. And then some deadlifts and RDLs, same thing for like 4-5 sets twice a week. That would also get you the same sort of volume for the posterior chain, for hamstrings, for glutes. They all get stimulation concurrently, right? with the bench press, obviously pecs, triceps, and front delts, get a good go. One day you could do bench press, one day you could do overhead pressing to cover the different delts, and the triceps would get adequate stimulation from the bench press and from the overhead pressing. You can throw in extra tricep work if you wish, but that should be enough for those muscle groups to be covered, so that you don't have to worry about it. And then you've got deadlifts, and the bent over rows, which obviously cover the posterior chain. The deadlifts do stimulate the lats, but you also got the bent over rows, so that will take care of that as well. So you can see how it's just much more bang for your buck if you do employ compound exercises in that regards. You're much better off in being able to squeeze the most out of your limited time that you would have in regards to training when you are on holidays. And that's what it's all about. Look, when you're on holidays, it's about enjoying yourself. You know, life is life. It's not all about training. You don't need to stress yourself and worry yourself like, oh my God, I'm going on holidays, I'm going to lose everything I worked for. There's no need to dread something as awesome as, you know, going away with your family or with your friends. Those are supposed to be good experiences for you, you know. And you want to just make sure you're doing enough so that you are not regressing and you're not having to work again to recover so much lost ground whilst you've been away. I think people make a mistake in that they have an expectation of training the same as they did when they're not on holidays. And obviously when they get on their holidays, they can't do it. And so they just sort of, they're lost. They don't know what to do. They just don't train at all. And it swings back the other way, you know. They go from one extreme to the other. What you need is that balance. And that balance comes through understanding and education, you know. It comes from understanding that twice a week is enough. You know, a lot of people listening to this probably didn't know, oh, twice a week, oh, awesome, twice a week is enough to maintain. Absolutely. And that doesn't just apply to holidays. That also applies to busy periods in your life. If you're somebody who's at university and it's going through exam period and can't train the normal 5 days a week that you train, 4 days a week that you train, you can do twice a week. And not only will that clear your head a little bit and keep you sane, but it also helps you maintain that so that on a realistic timetable, so that you can focus on your studies, focus on your exams, smashing that out and then back to it, you know. If you're going through busy periods with work, for example, you've got work assignments due, things like that, same sort of deal. You can just focus on getting everything on track, and then maintaining work on twice a week while you're getting everything on track, and then getting back to it again. So hopefully that helps out, guys. Hopefully that answers a lot of questions for you guys and clears up a lot of things for you guys. And hopefully you guys can breathe a sigh of relief knowing that it can sort of work like that, and it can work in your favor, and you can sort of have your cake and eat it too, so to speak, when you're away on holidays. Thank you once again for listening. If there's any questions about anything that was covered, please let me know. I'm enjoying doing these day by day at the moment, 3 out of 3, so we're on a good roll. Hit me up on Instagram. You can send me an email if you've got a comment, amir@adonisathletics.com.au, or any other way of social media that you want to reach me on. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure you share it with friends, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time.